Jason Jones, we're trying to figure out who the biggest liar is between Bill Simmons, LeBron James, and Hulk Hogan. Oh, hold on. We got Jason, we got no sound from you. I'm not sure what it is. You're not muted, but we don't have any sound from you, Jay. Hang on. Jay's getting
us. We're going to the Bluetooth.
Oh, we got the Bluetooth in now. Do we got Jason Jones's no voice from Jason Jones.
He's linking it to the Bluetooth.
Oh, that athletic computer. Oh, that's moving along the way of the Odyssey computer. Oh, it's been a tough day. It's been a tough day for company issued computers. No, wait. Hang on, Jay. Jay, can you Can you unmute your mic at the bottom of the screen? If you look down at the little bubble, it says your mic is muted now. It might be because you connected. If you just click the little microphone, because I can't do it for you for some reason.
Oh, I think that.
There we go. There we go.
The company always
running
comes
late. Busy day. You know, I'm sitting there going, I can hear y'all fine. You know, now I sound like a liar. I'm about as bad as Hogan.
Okay. So now who's the biggest liar? Jason Jones, Hulk Hogan, LeBron James.
It's turning into a fatal four-way.
I'm not familiar with the lies of Bill Simmons.
I think Simmons just be talking ridiculous.
Bill Simmons did take credit for the decision. He said it was his idea. Okay. He said the LeBron James, he said it was his idea. And the lie evolved as the years went by. That's how you kind of know it's a lie. Because the truth is the truth. The lie evolved. So that was the problem with that one.
You get 10, 15 years later, he was like, you know, I wrote the script for him. I told him I picked the shirt out and everything for that day.
Well, then the crazy thing about it is he takes credit for coming up with the decision. And every chance he gets, he's like, that was just an awful idea for LeBron to do that.
God,
like, how could he do that? Like, that was just a bad idea by him and his team. All right, Bill. Come on.
I can't call. I wasn't familiar with him in that regard. You know, I've heard plenty of Hogan lies. You know, we've heard LeBron kind of bounce around on some facts before. You know,
that's a very Donald Trump way of putting it. Bounce around on some facts.
Wow, God, I just coming in high heat. You know. Right under the chin, you know, 98. Get me off the plate with that one.
Get me off the plate. Now, LeBron said,
"I've had a rough 24 hours. You know, I've been getting JJ Redick called.
Damn, bro.
I mean, people have been very, you know, aggressive toward me as if I made the decision.
Well,
you know,
look, man.
So you're saying you didn't?
Genie did not call me, you know, before making this decision. You know, we didn't get a chance to talk.
But I keep saying though, Jay, at the end of the day, we don't know what JJ's gonna. Maybe JJ is gonna be good.
Yeah.
Maybe JJ is gonna be Pat Riley, which is what they saw there. Do you believe Rob Pelinka when he said JJ was always Plan A?
I actually do. I believe he was always Plan A.
I don't know what happened with Dan Hurley.
We deviated from Plan A to go to Plan AA.
Well, remember,
I don't know
Rob
what happened with Dan Hurley, but I don't
Rob
know if I believe
he was always
much
in
of
the
that.
He was always in the pool of A candidates. So, and I still think the Hurley thing is fishy. I never bought that. Now that you've got Hurley doing interviews, you know, and you know his wife doing interviews. I think there was a number. I think the number was so egregious and outrageous they were never going to offer it. You know, and so you make an offer that makes him top eight, whatever, highest paid coach, knowing he's not going to take it. You know, I never bought into that, you know. But, you know, people get on these podcasts and say on top of wild things in the past 7 days. So, hey.
Dan Hurley's wife doing interviews is a lot better than Matthew Stafford's wife doing interviews.
I'm just sitting there going, did she hate this man? Like, what was the purpose of sharing that with the world?
Well, ever since he threw that girl off the stage at the gave her the old Mankind treatment at the parade.
My favorite line was, you know why she did this, right? She saw who Matt's new backup is.
Well,
Jimmy G.
Well,
she's shooting her shot already. She's hey, he acts up. You know where to find my car park.
She laying the groundwork, but I ain't gonna do that to Miss Stafford.
That's just nasty work. Like, you know, you don't want to act right. I'm going to go get with your backup.
Done it before, I'll do it again. That's crazy. I mean, can't believe she said that.
That was one of the wildest things of, you know how they do the whole, you know, who won the month, the news of the, like the kind of the you know weird thing, calamity of the month. Yeah. I think she might have won June with that one.
Oh, well.
I mean, I didn't think anyone would knock Kendrick out of June, but in terms of just random weirdness, yeah, she won June with the confession no one ever needed to hear.
Well, the late entry was the lady you talked about yesterday, the lady outside the club.
Well, yeah.
Which one? The one who the fan of Tua talked.
Yeah, that one. Yep. That's the one. That's the one.
The big Dolphins fan.
Yeah, big Dolphins fan.
Big AJ Hawk Dolphins fan. Yeah.
AJ Hawk.
Yeah. Oh,
make a late push.
After last Wednesday, the world is just on some other stuff. People are just acting up now.
So I just realized we haven't talked to you since the biggest moment in, man, LA recent memory. What was your Juneteenth like with Amazon Prime running?
Oh man, we were running around here. I know my youngest son is named Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I did not know that at the age of 10, he knew all the words to "They Not Like Us." Well. So to hear him talking about "wop wop 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 wop," and he's running around. Yeah, Drake can't come to L.A.
Oh goodness gracious.
Oh my goodness.
I said it's rough on Aubrey. You got elementary school kids saying don't come to California, and you got elementary school kids on stage, you know, saying you like minors. Like that line hits differently when a 10-year-old says a minor.
That's
and says keep your sister from him. When you got kids saying that, I just said, man. Yeah, it's not good times for Aubrey. The only person sadder that day was the game.
Well, the game said he was fine. Game said he was fine. Sure. He didn't have a choice. He said he had love.
He didn't have a choice but to say he was fine.
My man did like an 18-minute video talking, you know, with more expletives about how. Yeah, I was like, and I like game. I'm like, man, and sometimes you can talk mess about so many people that they're just like, this state, man, we're cool.
Is there issues with him and Kendrick though? I can't remember.
Well, I think there's issues with him and Dre, and
that's where it starts. Yeah. You know, after Kanye goes on his weird, you know, whatever stuff he's on in the last few years, and he comes out and says, you know, Kanye did more for my career than Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's mad because he's not in the Super Bowl, so he goes after Eminem. And then no one really cared. So then he goes after Rick Ross. I mean, I think it's like, well, shoot, I went after, you know, he knows he can't go after Kendrick. He knows he can't.
Mm-hmm. You know, Rick Ross was there.
Rick Ross was there.
Rick Ross was in Inglewood.
Oh, man, yeah, I didn't even see that. So I missed that one.
Yeah, he was with James Harden.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just think, yeah, that was a rough day for the game. Because everyone's going, how come the game never gets invited to this stuff?
Well, because the game doesn't know how to act, that's why.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm like, you thought dissing Dr. Dre repeatedly was going to get you anywhere?
Yeah, that's something he might make good on.
He basically took Drake's side in this whole other thing.
Took
Drake's side without saying it.
That Drake thing is something he's got to make good on. Because I will say something like that, the game should be a part of.
Game punches people in like charity basketball games. Facts. Like, how can you invite them? You going to invite them to an event that's got Bloods and Crips on stage together?
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
you got dudes out there acting right, and you don't trust the game to act right.
Yeah, I understand. You know, but I'm just saying, music wise, we talk about
liars. The round robin, the fatal five way for liars. Game's got to get in there too.
That's a good call.
Yeah,
Game's got some. He dropped one. What did he say? He had a top dog offered him half of TDE, and he turned it down.
Man. All right, bro.
Come on, man.
You know, we got a push notification that I'm sure they're having fun with on Twitter, but we had to do the show. Did you see who has an interest in Bronny?
No.
Allegedly.
Oh, well, I hope that's fake.
It's Toronto.
Oh, man.
So yeah, that's why Savannah said LeBron can't go on stage.
that's a different one. I was thinking about the other interest in Bronny.
What was that?
A certain former wife of a former NBA Hall of Famer.
He ain't a Hall of Famer. What wife are you talking about?
Whose ex-husband played with you know, the Robin to Michael Jordan's bat.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. And Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
That's why I said I thought you were referring to that. I said I pray that's fake. That just.
Oh, that, I hope not.
No.
That's why I was like, what?
I'm
like,
it would be funny, but I hope that's not true.
Okay. So we're talking about the Toronto Raptors.
I was talking about the Toronto Raptors.
Okay. I feel better now.
And how that explains why LeBron couldn't go on stage. Either that or his hate for Russell Westbrook is so great. He's like, I ain't going up there with him.
Russell wouldn't let him on stage. He'd be like, get out. Yeah, that L.A. would have teamed up again. Yeah, really? He made the right decision.
You ain't L.A., bro. Get down.
Yeah, it's
bro, you can get on stage when Bone Thugs and Harmony is here. Get out of here.
Wow. It's bad enough, you know, it's probably bad enough that, you know, all these people that Drake did songs about were at the concert. Like, YG does one of his biggest hits that has Drake without Drake.
Yeah. YG, they had to stick together with L.A.,
I mean,
man.
This is just, yeah, I mean, yeah, it was. That was one of the most L.A. things I've seen in about 30-plus yet. That was just so L.A. And the fact that they brought out so many other acts before they got there, like, he exposed – I mean, that was the ultimate big homie move. He exposed a lot of acts to a whole new audience.
Yeah.
And there were some of those songs I had heard being out and didn't know who they were. So it was like, start putting all this stuff together. I mean, that was just a great concept. I mean – my man Kendrick was diabolical. The red sweatshirt, the hat, the chains. He found some Nike Shocks,
which Shocks I didn't know. You wild.
Could, I didn't know that you could even that those would even still be wearable. I mean, yeah. And he just went, you know, and then run it back. We're gonna play that song. Just run it back.
Man, like I said, the day after the show, it felt like. It was almost like with Kendrick kind of winning that battle with Drake. That was like winning a championship. And the pop-out was the championship parade. Like it was a celebration for winning that chip that battle right there.
To do it in the city of champions, Inglewood, you know. And
Kenny's favorite place.
I do like Inglewood. I wouldn't say it's my favorite place, but I like it.
It's right up there. You know. I know the Forum is near and dear to you.
It's not near and dear.
So many wonderful childhood memories.
It's okay. Not at all.
We've all accepted your Laker fandom more than you.
All right, that's enough.
He's right.
I mean, we all acknowledge it. You keep denying it.
My coach is not J.J. Redick.
Ooh, okay, man. Why you got the man? This is doing good. I've been taking this for a whole, you know, it's just like, what you want me to say?
I got you.
He's not the first guy that they pulled this with the whole non-coaching. He's not. What I saw today, he's the sixth coach since 2010 they've done this with who had no coaching experience at all. And they put on made a head coach. I ain't saying that as an endorsement. I'm just. Like, okay, it's not the first time, so who knows? Maybe it'll work. I don't know.
At least Darvin was a coach. This is a safe space for you. I'm sorry.
I don't know what to think. I just don't know what to think of it because Like, in a vacuum, I like J.J. Redick. I like his analysis. I think he knows the game and all that. But I never once watched, listened to him in a game and said, you know what he had to be doing? Coaching the Lakers. I just never thought that.
Any chance? So, is there any chance, because we haven't really talked, I think we got 4 days, LeBron's got to make a decision on opting in, opting out. Is there any chance in your mind that LeBron James is playing somewhere other than Los Angeles next year?
No, I can't see another team paying him $50-something million. The Lakers will literally draft his son.
And hire his podcast partner, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, who else is going to do that?
Yeah.
I just can't see him going anywhere, you know, and yes, I think he'll be there. And like I said, we'll just have to, you know, wait and see what happens. Is this going to be, you know, I don't know. I just don't know what to expect. I mean, I thought he did good in the presser, because I'm like, if he'd have lost the presser, I'd be really depressed, you know. But even still, it's like, no, someone like groaned when he said, well, they said that LeBron wasn't involved or something. Someone goes, oh. Like, in the middle of the press.
Bill Plaster.
There's McMenamin.
Like, oh, come on. No one believes that. I mean, just say, you know, in terms of the details, like, he did not give me any advice. It's not plausible that you spend that much time recording a podcast with someone that not once did How's Darvin Doing come up. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about, you're breaking down plays on the and strategy on the podcast. I mean, the podcast, for all intents and purposes, was an interview and an audition.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you know, so, hey, you know, if you're a former player, if you're a player who wants to have a coach in mind, start a podcast with him.
Well, that's the move. That is the
move. Yeah, you know, maybe if Mike Brown makes De'Aaron mad, he's going to start a podcast with somebody. So all of a sudden we'll have a De'Aaron Fox or a out of the blue Sabonis podcast,
De'Aaron Fox, Doug Christie podcast. Watch
out. Oh, man.
Oh, wow. That was fun.
Oh,
that was,
man.
That would be diabolical.
And it's not the point of the conversation, but the thought of De'Aaron hosting a podcast is spectacular.
I would listen to that every week.
De'Aaron would keep it a stack. He would keep it a stack on every play, every breakdown. He would just say whatever he felt.
Yeah, knowing him a little, you know, as long as I've known him, I can see why he doesn't have one, but he'd be so good at it.
Yeah, he'd be like, I mean, look.
He'd be excellent at it, because he'd have no filter.
He would say stuff. He'd be like, well, Doug, I mean, look, that was just stupid. I don't know why Buddy did that. That was stupid.
Why'd you use Buddy as an example? That man been on two different teams since then.
He's not even here, man. Buddy just catching strays. Buddy's out there just looking for his next team, and you're just like, why would they dig up some film of when Buddy was still there?
Well, it'd be easy to find.
Doug and
De'Aaron
break down. Poor Buddy.
Finally watching the tape with Luke Walton.
That was just
Fox and Walton.
This is all uncalled for.
What's your most memorable draft day? We got the draft tomorrow. Do you have a particularly memorable draft day covering for the Kings?
Man, there's just so many. I think for different reasons, the funniest one was the Papayanas year.
Oof. I was kind
because
of
the way the people I knew around the league started texting me, and they were just like, what in the hell is your, and whenever the Kings they didn't like, they became my team. Like, well, what is your team doing? I'm like, I'm not in there. But we've had a few draft moments. I think the Marvin Bagley Dame Lillard rap battle on draft day was pretty fun.
Duh.
Because the Kings didn't have a first round pick. That was the most interesting part of the day. I remember when Vlade asked us, you know, the media, did we like the pick of Willie Cauley-Stein? And me and Sean Cunningham both said no at the same time. And I said,
I've
you
heard
need
that
a point
story.
Guard? I said, you need a point guard? Like, what are you doing? I think, why'd you draft a center? I mean, there's just a lot of them.
The writers laughing at
Vlade. I was just like, no, I was is like, DeMarcus has made the All-Star team. You don't need a center. I just didn't understand it. You know, but I mean, and, you know, and then you drafted Willie when you're bringing in George Karl, who hates having a bunch of big men. It just was like, this is going to be a fun year.
George Karl, low-key, one of the worst moves the Kings have ever made.
Yeah.
That really gets underrated about just how bad that went.
It goes to speak to how many bad things the Kings have done for that to like, oh, that's not glaringly number one. It's up there, though.
Yeah, that one was pretty bad. You know, it got to the point where George didn't like me. You know,
wow, that's tough to believe.
You know, George would like complain to me, and then the players would be like, "Why is he mad at you? All you did was ask him." You know, I think one time he got mad at me when I asked him about Rudy Gay playing power forward, and he was like, "Players should be happy to play. What are you doing advocating?" I'm like, "What are you talking about? I've asked you a question."
Jeez.
I mean, that year, I never forget. You know, one time he, quote, got me by talking to another news outlet about some of his plans because they had just went to Charlotte and blew a 20-point lead and lost. And then the next day he gave him like practice off, and I tweeted they had practice off. And people started jumping on the tweet like, how could you give them a day off? They just blew a 20-point lead. And somehow that was my fault that they were mad. You know, and then we had that he was going to get fired, and like everyone thought he was getting fired, and then they didn't fire him.
Damn,
man,
that was bad.
That night in Cleveland could be its own book. I had players DMing me complaining because that was the night Rondo was like, he said, "How we lose by 20 and have a voluntary practice the next day." And like players were texting me talking about, no, I was there though, because he said there were six or seven. So they were like trying to make sure that I knew they were part of the group. And I think Rondo even told one of them, calm down, leave Jason alone. I'm the one who gave him the numbers and players that was there. Why are you mad at him? Yeah, I mean, imagine the coach thinking he's about to get fired and like everyone thinks he's getting fired. And then you don't fire him, and you go to practice, you go to shoot around in Philly the next day, and the entire team is mad that the coach is there.
Damn.
Because they thought he wasn't going to be there.
That's the funny thing. That wording is important. It's not everyone thinks he's being fired. Everyone in some way, shape, or form has been told he's being fired.
Yeah, it wasn't like these guys just said, I wonder if. Like,
right,
like, he's
right.
Gone.
Yeah.
They're like, he's gone. And then, you know, they all come to, like, they go to shoot. And then I think somebody on their staff or someone texted me that night and said, oh, Cuz is going to be a joy tomorrow.
Oh,
it was. And this was like all going like to the All-Star break, I think. So it was just like, it was just, yeah. Even how George became the coach was just like, I watched my language. It was a show.
No, it was a show.
I mean, three coaches like in 30 days. Poor Tyrone Corbin out there coaching while the Kings are actively recruiting George Karl, and he knows it. And somehow that was also my fault. People got mad at me for asking Corbin about it. I'm like, well, what do you want me to? I mean, that's probably a very, I mean, because so many other things have happened. That's a very underrated like fiasco of that playoff drought. You know, I think because they traded their All-Star at the All-Star game, that kind of falls behind it. But yeah, the whole George Karl, what was it, 80, like 100 games was just wild. And it's like there were guys on that team who I didn't know could get mad who would like be mad.
Well, that's what, you know, you got to let the basketball people make basketball decisions.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that felt like a remark right there. So we're going to shut this down. Jay.
And I'm gonna go sit somewhere and do research on JJ Redick's offense that they ran with that fourth grade team.
Yeah, well,
go to Game Changer.
I gotta get ready. You know, I gotta drink the proverbial Kool Aid and buy in so that if it goes right, I can be like, see, I was with you all
the whole way.
Yeah, I knew this was gonna work. I knew you'd be more Mark Jackson than Steve Nash.
Thanks for always making time for us, Jason. We appreciate you.
Dog. All right, y'all. See you next week. Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.